I'd rather be a lover than a fighter. Cause all my life I've been fighting. Never felt a feeling of comfort. All this time I've been hiding. And I never had someone to come on. Oh, nah, I'm so used to shit. Love only left me alone. But I'm at one with the silence. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one, and I've been quiet for too long. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one, and I've been silent for too long.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Off the Pipes. This is episode numero 5. I'm Michael Schulley. Alongside me today is the one and only Greg Sutton. Greg, how are you doing on this fine day?
Not bad, Mike. The weather outside's nice. The sun's a shining, and playoff hockey is starting to be into the swing.
Absolutely, Greg. And let me tell you, I am excited. We have been waiting all season for this action, and the Robert Morris Colonials will have, whether we want to say it luckily or not is the term we want to use. However, it would be nice for them to have the bye. Unfortunately, they were unable to get the bye this year in the first round. However, first game of the playoffs for the Colonials will be Friday night at home against Bentley. But before we dive into that, I think we should look back at this past weekend and the two games against the Air Force Falcons. As Greg, it was another tough weekend for the Colonials.
Yeah, not even a tough weekend overall, Mike. They lost the first one 0-1, and they tied the second one after an overtime period 2-2. So it wasn't a rough weekend, as it has been the past couple of weeks, trying to get points up on the board, as we've seen against RIT there. But more of a rough weekend, not being able to limit the other team in their scoring abilities.
And yes, Greg, you have mentioned that, and the offense has certainly struggled the past few weeks. Really, ever since they got blown out by RIT, though, the defense has been playing quite well.
Yeah, that's a big testament to their goaltender, Frankie Marotte. He's been doing very well in that since that blowout. I mean, the games that they have lost the past three in the tie against Air Force, they've only lost by one goal difference, and you can't really look at a goaltender for that one goal. You have to look towards the offensive side of the ice. So as you said, Mike, the defense has been doing a better job than they were there after the Three Rivers Classic.
Yeah, definitely, and the defense really has been one of the main, if you want to point the finger at something so far this season as what has been wrong with this team, you could easily point it at the defense. However, the offense hasn't been great the past few weeks. The last time they scored more than three goals was all the way back on February 2nd, almost a month ago, Greg, when they took on Sacred Heart.
Yeah, and that's not a great testament to Robert Morris Hockey, because if we look before that, they're a better team than that. They've won 5-2. They've won 4-0. They've won 3-1. They've had a lot of multiple goal games. They tied Holy Cross 5-5. So there's a lot of scoring in that game, and it just seems as though the season went on, it seems like they got a little bit more fatigued and maybe used up their goal scoring powers way too early in the season before they made it deep into the regular season run.
So Greg, let's now shift over towards this upcoming series against Bentley here this weekend. Two games, possibly three, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if needed, of course. And Bentley has given the Colonials some problems this year. The last time they played Bentley was January 20th. They tied 3-3 the night before that. This was, of course, at home at Colonials Arena on the beautiful Neville Island. Beautiful this time of year, right, Craig? And the first game of that series, the Colonials won 3-2. However, If we go way back all the way to November 24th and 25th, that weekend saw Robert Morris travel to Bentley and lose back-to-back contests by a score of 6-3 and 3-1.
And that's going to be a struggle for Robert Morris. They have to come out strong like they have been. Well, they have to come out strong like they have been on the offensive side. And we have seen that struggle against Bentley where they're sitting with one win, two losses, and that one tie later in the season. But those two losses came on the road. And then that tie and the win came at Neville Island in the Colonials Arena, such as we're going to see this coming weekend with a series of two or three games against Bentley. So the Colonials have the advantage in that aspect of the day.
Certainly. And now, Greg, what do you think? What needs to get this Colonials offense up and running? What is the kick, the kind of, you know, the spark in the ignition, the catalyst that really gets this offense rolling?
Michael Loria. He needs to contribute not only, like, production-wise with goal scoring as much as he needs to step up with the assist side of the things. Because last year, Ferguson was up near 30 goals scored in the season, and this year he's sitting at a current 14. And that's not where they need him to be, along with, of course, everybody else needs to step up on the offensive side, but that Loria assists need to be accounted for in this post-game series.
You say Michael Loria, and Loria, of course, with 26 points this season. However, I'm going to look at the top dog himself, the man that this offense has really relied on for the past two seasons, and that is Brady Ferguson. Ferguson has not, besides the 2 points he had against Air Force, he had a stretch there at the end of the season where those two games against Mercyhurst, which were absolutely humongous, where you need your best players to step up the most, and then that first game against Air Force, where this Robert Morris team could have picked up a lot of points and really tried to move up the table and earn themselves a bye week. That's when you need your best players the most. And Ferguson, in that three-game stretch, did not register a point, and the Colonials' offense suffered because of it.
Yeah, but I do believe, if I'm remembering correctly, I don't think Luke Lynch had registered a point in that time either. So I don't think it's just on Brady Ferguson himself, but Luke Lynch incorporated, and with that, you also have to look towards Michael Loria. I understand he's a younger body on the ice, but last year with Danny Levins on the team, Brady Ferguson scored 24 goals and had 34 assists, leaving him with 58 points on the season. This year with Michael Loria, he has 26 points, 12 goals, 14 assists, where Ferguson is 10 goals behind his season pace he put up last year, and another 18 points behind that. So that's 10 goals where he's behind, and also those 8 assists. So, I mean, it's a lack in scoring from Ferguson, yes, but also a lack in contribution from the rest of the team, in my opinion, Mike.
Well, I definitely agree with that. Certainly that line last year with Ferguson and Levins on it, and I believe Timmy Moore. Or was it Timmy Moore or Tonge?
It might have been Tonge. I can't.
Well, whoever the third cog in that machine was, they really, that line was obviously one of the best lines in all of college hockey. And I think they're really missing the presence of Daniel Levins, who was able to contribute 35 assists last year, which was good enough for third place in the NCAA in all of Division I hockey.
Yeah, and I think that's what they really brought Loria in to do, is kind of fill that void that they knew was going to be left by Levins. And so far this year, Mike, he hasn't quite been able to do it, and I think that's kind of hurting the Robert Morris Colonials so far. And he's a redshirt junior, so, I mean, he still has another season here at Robert Morris, but that's it. Whatever he does next year is too late for Ferguson, and it might be too late for this Colonials squad this season.
Well, the thing is, Levins and Loria are two really different type of players. Levins was a little bit bigger of a guy. Loria is not the largest guy in the world. So they have to have two different playing styles, really. And I just think that Levins' play style kind of maybe went a little bit better with Ferguson. And that's why you see the outrageous numbers the two of them put up last season.
And that might play a factor, Mike. But him being a smaller player than Levins was would, in my mind, make him a little bit faster. And even even more even more of a contributor for the team than Levens was.
Well, that so far this year, that has certainly not been the case for the Colonials. And like you mentioned earlier, I think Luke Lynch also needs to step up. Obviously, one of the team's top goal scorers, if not the top goal scorer on the team. And he really needs to continue to contribute. So does players like Alex Tonge and Timmy Moore. And even like senior Spencer Dorowitz, you need some production from that third line all the way down throughout your depths. And I would really like to see him continue. And I think this guy's had a great season this year. But Eric Israel, I think Israel can really be a big difference generating offense from the defensive from his defensive position.
And going back to that Luke Lynch not argument, but statement you just had, he's only a sophomore, Mike. He's tied this year with Brady Ferguson for the most goals on the team, sitting at 14 goals and 12 assists, so him only having 26 points this season. But he's only a sophomore. Last year he put up 9 goals. That's pretty good, in my opinion, for a 2 years, that's 23 goals. Well, I think that's pretty solid for a sophomore playing at a D1 school.
Well, he certainly has some big shoes to fill with his brother, and I think he's doing a decent job doing that. However, this team really needs to get rolling there, and I think one of the good get rolling from the offensive point of view. However, with the way that this man, with the way Francis Marat has been playing the past few games and the defense has been playing, that has been key. And if the offense can come around and get back to a 3-4 goal a game average, I think this team can do well because I feel the defense is really starting to pick it up.
Yeah, they have been keeping a lot of shots away from Marat in the past couple of games. They've been keeping the puck in the offensive zone very well. I would think they've been really holding the boards really very well near the blue line in their offensive zone. But that's not going to win the game. Like, I understand that good defense wins championships. That's a saying that I've heard quite a few times in my tenure here on planet Earth. But you also have to look towards that offensive, the forwards lines, and you have to look for that contribution to Lynch if we want him to score more goals, and Ferguson. And that's just not happening right now.
Well, it needs to be obviously a total team effort. And one of the things with the Colonials this year, it's kind of been like, if it's not the offense, it's the defense. You know what I mean? Or sometimes like that RIT, that 6-2 loss, it's kind of both. And things just kind of go off the handle a little bit there. But I don't know. What are your thoughts? So obviously the offense, but what on offense do you think they need to do to start generating more goals?
On offense, what I've seen so far, Mike, is when they get into the offensive zone, they try to keep it low and work it down there, but that hasn't worked for them the past 5 or 6 games. So I think what they really need to do is start setting up in the zone with their 5 men, working with a defenseman, going from point to point to half boards down low back to the point. And I think that's what's really going to make the big thing work, especially on the power play. When you're up that man, you got to move. You got to start moving people, or you got to start moving that defense around and get them away from the net to put shots on. And that's, I feel like, going to be a big key to them is moving the defense around with their passing and their quick passing, and then putting shots on the net instead of trying to work down low with the big bodies.
Well, certainly, Greg, that can help, and I agree with you because that is such a crucial role in offense. And honestly, it seems like there was a lot of missed chances that they had, I feel, in that Air Force game. Billy Christopoulos, by the way, one of, if not the best goalie in the Atlantic Hockey Conference. He kind of gave up some loose pucks, some rebounds, that some tricklers really. I know he had one save where he had to reach back, and then one save or one play where a defenseman was there to clean up the garbage as it was trickling towards the goal line. However, I think RMU needs to get better at having a guy there ready. And a lot of those chances were generated off the rush, so really being a little bit better in the forecheck, I feel, could benefit the Colonials.
And that could be a big big benefit there for the Colonials if they could get that big guy down there ready for those rebounds, ready for those pucks that squared out of there. But you can't just rely on those big guys. I can't remember who it was. I think it was on Friday night where the puck squirted across the goal line and back out. Wide open net, Christopoulos had no clue where the puck was, and he just fanned on the opportunity, and that just comes back down to, like you said, being ready. But you can't just rely on the big guys down there. You have to rely on everybody from Ferguson clear back to your third-line defenseman.
Yeah, and I think another good player for the Colonials has been for the past few weeks. Excuse me. On the defensive end has been Nick Jenny, the freshman. I think he's a very solid player who is showing some promise, and I think who, if he can step up on the defensive end, him and Israel, really, if they could really start kind of pushing and generating offense from the defensive end, I really think this Colonials team could make a deep run into the playoffs.
And with the whole Nick Jenny thing, yeah, I understand. He's doing fairly well so far. But he only has 3 assists. And I mean, in the modern age, in my opinion, of hockey, as a defenseman, you have to be able to play both sides of the ice. You have to be able to contribute both on defense, keeping the puck around the perimeter, and on offense, being able to get to the puck to the goal scorers. I mean, you don't have to be a goal scorer, but you definitely have to be somebody that can move the puck to the people that can't put the puck in the back of the net.
Well, I feel that what I've seen from Jenny and kind of some of the chances that he has generated for the team in the offensive zone is that he could evolve into that type of player. I'd just like to see that evolution happen now and have him be one of the key guys that could step up and say, hey, we can make this run deep into the playoffs here.
Yeah, and I mean, that would be great to see him step up now rather than next year. But you have to rely on him stepping up, and you can't make that your main worry going into this first game against Bentley Friday for Nick Jenny to be the one to step up. You just have to make it known that the entire team, it is a team sport. There is no I, but you have to rely on the team as a whole unit, as a single, I guess, as a machine, for all the cogs to work together and to be able to keep a pucks away from Francis Marot on their defensive side of the ice, and then also be able to put Ferguson and Lynch in the position to score the goals that we know that they can on the other side away from Francis Marot.
Well, certainly, Greg. And actually, we're going to take a quick break. However, I will be back afterwards to talk a little bit more Robert Morris men's hockey. Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Off the Pipes. I am Michael Schulley. Unfortunately for you, the listener, Greg Sutton had to bow out a little bit early today, so you are stuck with me for the rest of the show here. And we're just going to dive into a little bit of the previous matchups between the Colonials and Bentley. And the matchups here early in the season did not favor RMU, as they dropped both games at Bentley. And we're going to start off with that first game here. The Colonials fell 3-1. And in that game, Francis Marat played very well. Although he gave up 3 goals, he still made 27 saves. However, the real story in this game was Bentley goaltender, and the same story in the second game as well was Bentley goaltender Aiden Polino, who registered 31 saves to keep the 2-goal lead for Bentley and seal off the 3-1 victory. Now, if you go over to the next game, in this game, it's a little bit of worry here for the Colonials. They lost 6-3 in this contest. Absolutely poor effort on defense by the Colonials. A lot of penalties in this game by both teams. However, once again, a big issue for the Colonials was getting the puck. Although they did score 3 goals, getting the puck past Aiden Polino, who was able to register, once again, 30 saves. Anytime you have a goaltender who can make back-to-back 30-save games, that is an issue. And looking forward back into this, the past series between these two games, when Bentley came to Colonials in the arena and Robert Morris was able to edge out Bentley, they were able to do so in the first game by a score of 3-2, and once again, the Colonials were powerful on offense. However, Polino was there again. Luckily, the Colonials were able to pick 3 goals up, and Francis Marat played a better game than Polino, as he was able to stop 28 pucks himself. He only allowed 2 goals. Polino also made 28 saves, but allowed that extra goal, which got the Colonials the victory. Now, as you can see, Polino could be a real thorn in the Colonials' side this weekend, especially for a team who has been struggling on offense and hasn't been as successful as they should have been the past few weeks. So like I said earlier, Brady Ferguson will have to be the guy for the Colonials. It'll really have to step up and really kind of get out of this little bit of a slump. Yes, he had the assist on the first goal last Saturday, and yes, he had the deflection goal at the end that was able to send it into overtime for the Colonials, where they were able to grind out a tough tie against the Falcons. However, this offense needs to get rolling, and there's no better time than now. However, Polino will be a tough task to handle in net, as even in the third game, or the fourth game these two teams played, their backup actually was in net. This was a 3-3 tie. Marat made 31 saves, and Bentley goaltender Jason Argue, was able to make 27 saves of his own. So against Bentley, really, the problem for the Colonials this year, although they don't have the greatest record, the problem really hasn't been their aggressiveness on offense. The problem has been their ability to get the pucks past the goaltender. They've registered over 25 shots in all the games, 30 shots in over 30 shots in half of them on the road at Bentley. However, this wasn't good enough to really get the job done. So I think in order for them to get the job done this weekend, first off, they're going to have to play better defense. That's 6-2. That 6-3 effort from earlier this season, not going to be good enough to get the job done, obviously. However, I'm expecting from this weekend tight games like the one we saw here on January 19th and the one on January 20th. The 3-3 tie and the 3-2 Colonials victory. I think these games are going to be very highly contested games. This isn't a cakewalk for the Colonials just because Bentley was a lower seed in the playoffs. Now, I've already stated that Ferguson will have to step up and be the go-to man, but he's going to need guys, like Greg said, Michael Loria, to help him out. Timmy Moore is going to have to help him out. Alex Tonge is going to have to get things rolling. And Luke Lynch is going to have to continue to show that even though he's a sophomore, he could still really take the leads on this team on offense, especially in the goal scoring category, and really kind of take the throne as the team's top goal scorer. I think that those would be huge things for the Colonials this weekend. And if all that happens and they continue to play the defense that they have been playing, and Murat continues to be solid in net like he has been for the past several weeks, and honestly, I feel that the big turning point in the season for the Colonials, even though they haven't seen the results afterwards, but the real wake-up call for that defense was that 6-2 victory against RIT, where they went up 1-0 and then surrendered the lead. Then went up 2-1 and once again surrendered the lead, and then gave up 4 more goals. 5 consecutive goals to end that game the Colonials gave up. And I feel that after that game, it was a real wake-up call for the defense to really go out and say, all right, hey, we need to shut the door now. And they really have been doing it since. However, the offense has fallen off. But I feel this weekend, if the Colonials can figure it out on both ends, then this will finally be the spark that the Colonials need to get finally up and rolling. I've said it the whole season. There's nothing about this team, or there's something about this team where I just can't count them out. They have the offensive power, firepower, the star power to compete with every team in the Atlantic Hockey Conference. And I finally think if the offense can iron out their issues and the defense continues to play how they've been playing and the team gets up on a roll this weekend, the Atlantic Hockey Conference needs to watch out, because Rochester is a real goal for this team. And it is a very real possibility, even though this team failed to pick up a bye week early on in this tournament. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Off the Pipes, Episode 5. I'm Michael Shuley. Unfortunately, Greg Sutton couldn't be here for the end of the episode. Thank you for listening, and have a fantastic night.